Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block with Cattle Facts. We're number one. Back on that in just a moment. It's the 27th annual Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches on Friday, March 5th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Selling 470 Angus and 53 Hereford bulls. All bulls selling have genomically enhanced EPDs and all will be semen checked ahead of the sale. Attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com and SLATV. Sale book and video available at ExpressRanches.com. Remember Friday, March 5th, the date for the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma.
It's time for planting season. And at Nutrien Ag Solutions, we're ready. Leading the field with the largest selection of top-performing corn and soybean seed brands. Get the most out of your acres by partnering with our local crop consultants who can provide custom recommendations and services for your specific field conditions. Choose from top-performing seed brands by visiting NutrienAgSolutions.com or your local retail location today.
For many of us involved in one way or another with the beef cattle business, one of the highlights of the year is the annual Cattle Facts Market Outlook Seminar that's been a part of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Cattle Convention, more recently the Cattle Industry Convention, and, of course, this year, the Winter Reboot, a virtual version of that particular outlook. I especially enjoy the insights of Randy Block, the top hired hand of Cattle Facts. This year, no exception.
Keep in mind, the U.S. is the largest beef producer on the planet. And again, with our high quality fed beef production that we have in this country, we produce about 75%, probably 75%+ of all the high quality fed beef in the world. So again, our product is a bit different than what we see from some of the other competitors out there. When we think about why are we seeing demand so strong, you know, a lot of that ends up going back to that high quality choice, certified Angus beef, upper two thirds choice and prime market that we deal with here in the United States. So keep this in mind when you're looking at the overall landscape of where our position is. We think we'll continue to be the largest beef producer as we look down the road here over the course of the next several years. Fed slaughter is going to decline. We're going to have declining fed slaughter. We're going to see things tighten up along with that smaller calf crop, smaller cow herd that we have out there. As a result, look how the slaughter capacity utilization piece shifts. We've been in a situation here over the last few years, 2020, and we had 12% more cattle than what we had hooks available on a 40-hour, five-day week. That's why we didn't have any leverage.
And Randy Block says the good news, leverage swinging back toward the cattle producer over the next couple of years.
This year, the leverage position will improve. It'll get better and better as the year goes on, especially into the second half of the year. Look at the transition that we'll see as we move through the course of the next 2 to 3 years. So again, and we've got some additional packing plants that will be coming online. Again, a 500 head plant here, a 1,000 head plant there. All of that added capacity will be good for our industry and will help level the playing field from a leverage standpoint over the course of the next 1 to 2 years. So I think this is a positive situation that it is developing. I know everybody's been frustrated that we haven't been able to get leverage back for the last 18 to 24 months. Still not there yet today, but I think we'll see that transition improve as we move forward. Kevin showed you what the leverage position looked like, what we're getting from a fed cattle standpoint relative to the wholesale beef market. This is looking at it from a retail standpoint. Keep in mind, in 2020, retail beef demand was record strong, strongest it's been in 30 plus years. And yet we weren't able to capture that, were we, as cattle producers, whether we're a cow-calf producer or a fed cattle producer. We couldn't capture it because we had a bottleneck there, not enough harvest capacity in our industry to work through that backlog supply. We'll see some of that improvement back in here this year. Just keep in mind, there is still a lot of margin above us. We don't have to grow demand substantially in here from where it is today to see fed cattle prices, cow-calf prices, feeder cattle prices get higher. The margin's already there. We're just talking about a redistribution of where some of those margins are. And again, that's what will lead to prices improving more quickly as we move into the second half of this year. And it'll be even more noticeable as we get into 2022 and 2023.
Packers holding the upper hand in recent months. Randy Block says cattle producers going to be able to take some of that back in the days ahead. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2021 bull sale Saturday, March 6th, 12 noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special sale guests include Fife Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 83 Angus and Simmental Sim-Influence bulls, plus 47 home-raised commercial open heifers. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.